USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I got to speak to them on the plane. These are great people. They've been through a lot.
A homecoming for three American citizens who'd been detained by North Korea. They landed overnight at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside D.C., where they were greeted by President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and his wife Karen.
I will say this, a lot of very good things have happened.
President Trump commenting on the sudden change in relations with North Korea, which led to this release.
I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world.
Rockets fly as Israel's military confirms it struck dozens of Iranian military targets in Syria after Iranian forces in Syria fired at least 20 rockets at Israeli targets in the Golan Heights. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The new president of the NRA, retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, raising some eyebrows with a remark he makes about Iranians during a Fox TV broadcast last night. He was responding to questions from Hannity about Iran having fired missiles at Israeli targets in the Golan Heights yesterday.
Nothing to do with the Iranian deal, I was told, at a very high level.
Yeah, well, look, never believe an Iranian, because if their lips are moving, they're lying.
Again, that is heard on Fox News. President Trump's national security team is reportedly considering getting rid of the top White House cybersecurity job. Reports are National Security Advisor John Bolton is leading the push to eliminate the role that's been held by Rob Joyce, who is stepping down. The cybersecurity coordinator is to lead a team of staffers who manage federal cyber strategy on everything from election security to digital warfare. Speaking of digital, you can catch us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Democratic National Convention is reportedly considering which of eight cities will be hosting its 2020 convention. Reports are the cities are Atlanta, Denver, Houston, New York, San Francisco, Milwaukee, Miami Beach, or Birmingham. Meanwhile, there are also reports the Republican Party is considering three cities for its 2020 event, Las Vegas, Charlotte, and another city that's not been made public. A multi-state E. coli outbreak related to romaine lettuce has now sickened 28 more people, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As of Tuesday, 149 people have been reported being infected in the outbreak, which originated from tainted romaine lettuce in the Yuma, Arizona region. Since the CDC's last update, the outbreak has spread to four new states: Minnesota, Florida, North Dakota, and Texas. At least 64 people have been hospitalized, including 17 who have developed a type of kidney failure. The first death related to the outbreak was reported in California last week. E. coli symptoms are typically reported 2 to 3 weeks after a person becomes infected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a shortage of life-saving EpiPens in America. The FDA says manufacturing delays are causing supply problems for the device that's used as an emergency treatment for allergic reactions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.